program you're about to hear, Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're about to hear the most incredible story that you have ever heard in your life. The Lord Jesus Christ came to Mary Catherine Baxter and took her out of her body on 40 consecutive nights and took her on a tour of hell. Ah!
I hope you're ready for your little debutante party in hell, because that's where you're going.
You wouldn't kill a sister?
She sat down in the chair, the strange throne the devil had gotten ready for her. They pulled the cross slippers off her bare feet and put the soles of her little feet on the electrodes. The footstool to the throne, devil provided. They fastened little hands in with the palms on the electrodes, the carnation bracelets Satan had provided. They slipped the electrode over her head, her shaven head, the crown the devil had gotten ready for her. They buckled a beautiful young body in with a heavy leather belt. A man pushed a lever and that sudden surcharge of electricity hit her young body and it jerked and it quivered and quivered and convulsively twisted and writhed.
Oh, thank you. That last one sure did the trick. Oh, hot enough for you, Secret? Well, I'm the Reverend Susie the Floozy, here to tell you it's going to get even hotter tonight because you've stumbled into Bob's Slacktime Funhouse on a very special night. That's right, we're having a fire sale of epic proportions tonight because this is episode number 333, halfway to hell or the markdown of the beast. So get in line to get some big bargains, baby. And by the way, you know what really burns my ass? A flame about this hot. Ow! Oh, damn, that can happen here. Enjoy.
This wicked woman who never had any regard for the welfare of anybody who loved God. You can hear her devilish laugh ring throughout the palace halls like the cackle of a wild fowl that has returned and found a serpent in its nest.
I'm your friendly serpent, but you can just call me Snake. He says, here, have some of this fruit right out of the middle of the garden.
We may eat of the fruit of the garden, but of the fruit of the trees of the middle of the garden, the Lord has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it.
Listen, I can explain that.
Claims to be able to see things in the future with the aid of a crystal ball and a talking snake. The last time that happened, we got in a lot of trouble.
The fruit is all right. The fruit is uptight. The fruit is out of sight. So go on, damn it, and take a bite.
I would suggest, therefore, that we become very suspicious of messages which originate with talking snakes.
What has the devil made you do?
He made me a lady of the night.
Tell it all, lady. Tell it all. Tell it all. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
On call, 24 hours a day. Right.
All right, lady, don't leave nothing out. Tell it all.
Got the trumpet at Boone's Farm, smoking that pot.
Tell it all, lady, tell it all. You smoking now, lady, go on, tell it all.
And you know what brought me here tonight?
No, I don't know what brought you here tonight, but don't hold back. Let it all loose.
The devil made me star in a dirty picture.
Don't stop now. What was the name of it?
Deep Throat Rides Again.
I don't believe I'd have told that.
Of course, that's just for starters.
I want us to take a tour to one of the most unusual places man will ever experience. It's a tour to a place the Bible calls hell. In Luke chapter 16, the scriptures pull back the curtain, and we can see how people act that die without the Lord Jesus Christ. We can see how the lost will spend eternity. We can see what they're going to do, how they'll think, and the reactions that they're going to have in the place that calls hell. The Bible people say, well, now, preacher, it's cruel to preach on such a subject. But my friend, I ask you, is it cruel to warn the ship of a leak? Is it cruel to warn the pilot the plane is on fire?
Show started out on a wing and a prayer. But now the womb was on fire, and the prayer had been answered by Satan.
The devil will then be loosed out of his prison for a short while. He was thrown in the pit there. Now, what was he trained with? With his big old iron? No, he was trained with change of circumstances. There was nobody on earth that he could deceive. He was out of business, isn't it so?
What's up?
Mr. Satan's been calling you. You better get in touch with him right away.
Chut.
He's very angry.
All right. Give me the devil.
This business of going to heaven has got to stop. Now, isn't there some way that we could direct the traffic down here?
Well, we might add a few detours on the straight and narrow path, or widen the road to ruin.
But suppose that didn't work.
Then you'll just have to raise the wages of sin.
Mm. I tell you, you must do something to bring them down here.
Leave it to me, Satan. Leave it to me, and everything will be Jacob. I'll start her right now.
Poor. I hope you have a bad trip. Be sure to misbehave yourself. And keep out of good company. I'll do my best, but do my worst. I wish I could go with you.
No, Satan. You must stay here and keep the home fires burning.
It was inevitable that Satan would make his appearance. And he did. And when that happens, the scripture tells us, quite literally, all hell will break loose in the dimension of Earth.
It is now the very witching time of night when churchyards yawn and hell itself breathes out contagion to this world. How could I drink hot blood and do such bitter business as the day would quake to look on?
And everything was just in chaos, and people were running free, and hell was all lit up, and the devil was shaking all over, and he looked way down in the deep part of that light to see where it was coming from, and guess who it was that was coming straight
from my cold, dead hand.
Hey, Charlton, you're late. The NRAA meeting's down the hall. Get a move on.
Oh, Lord, what is she doing here, I ask?
Every individual that will reject the grace of God is turned into hell. Hell is not a fancy, and hell is not a theological idea that some of us entertain and proclaim, but hell is a Bible fact. Hell is not a myth. Hell is a Bible fact.
Unbelievable. It's an actual, factual robot hell.
Who would have thought hell would really exist and that it would be in New Jersey?
Actually...
As I lay, the grass turned to sand, and the river turned to a sea. And suddenly the sea burst into flames, and the sand was burning. And I breathed in, and there was smoke in my lungs, and there was fire in my brain. And I looked around me, and there were all these shapes being sucked into the flames. And they were writhing and trying to escape. And I knew that I had to get out. And I looked above me and I saw a shape that was smiling down at me and beckoning, saying, "Come on home!" And I raised myself and I tried to get out of the flames, and I was getting higher and higher and higher and higher. And I reached out towards the shape. But as I reached out, the shape shattered, and my hands were empty, and I was falling!
I didn't hear that. Did you?
She's a huge dancer down underground. hot flame proxy hellhound.
He is a holy God, a God of love, righteousness, and justice. He is also a God of wrath. Now I will go into the depths of my vision. The Lord took my spirit out of my body and translated me into hell with him. I walked with Jesus Christ of Nazareth through these experiences that I'm about to share with you. I was in my home praying in Detroit, Michigan in 1976. It was about 2 o'clock in the morning. God visited me. My husband and my children were in bed, and they were all asleep. As I was preparing to go to bed, suddenly a bright light appeared at the foot of my bed. And in the center of the light was Jesus Christ, and he was in the form of a human. He was about 6'3", very broad shoulders. He had eyes like rivers of eternity, and he had a Jewish look, and he had a Jewish haircut. He manifested himself to me in this way, and he reached out his hand out of the center of the light, and he said, "Come, come with me." And immediately my spirit came out of my body, and I stood beside Christ, and I looked at my body on the bed by my husband, and the Lord Jesus said to me, "Fear not, for you shall go with me, and we shall go down into the depths of hell."
When Jesus encountered the devil, he had a dialogue with him. Now, either Christ was schizophrenic, which the New Testament flatly rejects, as do we, or he was speaking with another dimensional being. And in his conversation with Satan, Satan revealed something.
Oh, no, I couldn't take you down to Hades. If you sat down, you'd put out all the fires.
Oh, this wine.
See you in girl hell. I'll be in boy hell. Much nicer.
The bells of hell go ting-a-ling-a-ling for you, but not for me. And the little devils are sing-a-ling-a-ling for you, but not for me.
Jesus Christ preached more about hell than he did about heaven. Read the Gospels, you'll find out. In fact, the word hell, H-E-L-L, is 24 times in the New Testament. 22 times Jesus used it. He warned people there was an actual, literal place called hell. Not the grave, not some unconscious limbo, but a place of punishment, a place of torment.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, I can't wait to
eat all this candy by myself.
Got candy.
Oh, this is so good. Oh, I love it. No, burn in hell. You don't get any of this candy. No. No candy for you. No candy for you ever. Tormentos. The fresh maker.
You don't see anything wrong with innocent children going throughout the neighborhood innocently collecting innocent candy, which could be poisoned, on the night they call Halloween, which is also the night that Satanists and witches sacrifice animals and sometimes human beings. I suppose you have no problem participating in that either.
So, Bob, you shouldn't talk about how powerful Satan is. I guarantee you, if people don't know that he is a diabolical, evil, powerful force, then they will become very complacent and they will not be taking a powerful stand against it.
What do you want to do? What would be good to do? What would Jesus do?
And he said unto me, come, my daughter. And when he spoke, the top of my bedroom seemed to roll back, and I went up with Jesus through the roof of my home. Then I looked back at my family, and he said, fear not, for they shall be saved. Jesus said, I say unto the people, hear and live unto me. And fear not man, but fear God. For I, the Lord, can cast your soul into hell, not Satan.
Oh, Jesus, when are you going to cut me some slack, huh?
And I spoke to Satan, and I told him to leave. And this is what happened. I'm going to be Bob. I'm standing there. The greater one on the inside of me stood up big.
And from the shadows stepped a figure. His name was
Brother Bob.
Bizarre, unnatural. This is a motion picture that depicts the secret cult of the devil worshippers as never before shown. The hidden initiation chambers for the very special ones. The sacrifice of the snow maiden upon the altar of darkness. A ritual as frightening as it is weird. The recruiting of young, beautiful women for special functions in the dance hall. The young housewives who are trapped into doing the bidding of their masters. Olga's dance hall girls. They offered all to the Prince of Darkness in return for the pleasures of the flesh. See this shocking and horror-filled motion picture.
My friends, this is not a pretty picture, but I must give it to you. If there are children out there listening, I pray that the parents listen to these tapes first before letting your children listen to them.
There might be parents that are watching this program right now and saying, man, I don't want my kid to get involved in Satanism. How do Satanists recruit young people into Satanism, and what can we do to try to stop it?
This is Krabappel and Principal Skinner were in the closet making babies, and I saw one of the babies, and the baby looked at me.
It was really a sorry situation, and in the investigation, were brought up some things about the occult. And at that time, I had not really been, you know, that exposed. I'm sure over the years, I had seen things that I didn't relate and didn't understand.
This individual, whose name I can't really relate to you right now because it is still under investigation, is evidently involved in the occult. And information that we received is that he had several young male juveniles that he gets into his home, gives them drugs, evidently gets them addicted, hooked on the drugs, and then therefore gets them into his occult. His wife or ex-wife had cooked their young child, their young baby, in the oven and killed it. We're not sure if this was a result of the satanic activity, but it would appear that way.
I was called to the scene of a graveyard desecration, and at that scene, I experienced and witnessed evidence that to me clearly suggested that people who entered that graveyard entered it for motives other than anything that I could explain in my policeman mind, that the motivation was obviously spiritual and occultic.
Experts say there are as many as 50 to 60,000 human sacrifices a year, a result of an estimated 100,000 self-styled Satanists in this country. In 1988, Los Angeles had 64 preschools with reported satanic activity. Read about it in the newspapers. It's on the streets. But what is the religion of Satanism, and why does it prey on the young?
Our beloved Sonny is in hell right now. Devil got him. Old devil got him.
One, two, three. The devil's after me. Four, five, six. He's always throwing sticks. Seven, eight, nine. He misses every time. Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen.
Screams so sad fill the air as we came to the base of the tunnel. Piercing cries and screams were coming up the dark tunnel to meet us. And I could hear cries of all sorts filling the air. I could feel fear, horror, all around, and the smell of decaying flesh was everywhere.
Burn it! Send it to hell!
We began to go higher into the sky, and I could see the earth below. And out of the earth was types of tunnels that would spin around to the center point and back again. These moved high above the earth, and they were attached to different parts of the earth. They looked like giant, dirty types of slinkies, and they moved all over the earth at times. What are these? I asked the Lord Jesus as we came near to one. These are gateways to hell, he said. We shall enter into one of these, into hell. And at this, we began to enter into one of the funnels. And as we did, it looked like a tunnel. I remember hearing people say that when they died, they went down a dark tunnel. And this was a dark tunnel indeed. A deep darkness was all around us, and it smelled so horrible. It was hard to breathe. And along the sides of this tunnel were forms of all sorts embedded into the walls. Dirty gray forms of evil and forms of spirits that cried out to us. They could move out, but were still attached to the walls. A horrible smell and screams came from the insides of this tunnel. And at times I could make out their forms, and a dirty fog covered most of them. Oh, Lord, what are these? I held tight to Jesus' hand as he said, these are evil spirits ready to be spewed upon the earth at certain times. Evil laughters rang out and screams of death and an odor that was so bad I could hardly breathe. Yes, I had all my senses in hell. The forms tried to reach out and touch us, but could not because of the power of Christ. We were going down, down, down inside this tunnel, and forms of evil was getting stronger and stronger.
Let them go. Let them go. They feel the beat. They feel the beat. That old black magic has me in a spell. That old black magic that you weave so well. Those icy fingers up and down my spine. The same old witchcraft when your eyes meet mine. The same old tingle that I feel inside. And then that elevator starts its ride. And down, 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 I go round and round and round and round and round and round. I go right through. That's called the top. Now I should stay away, but what can I do? I hear your name, and I'm aflame. Aflame with such a burning desire that only your kiss can put out the fire. For you are, 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 you are the lover I have waited for. The mate that mates have been created for. Every time your lips meet mine, darling, down, 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 I go round and round and round and round and round, I go in a spin. Love that spin on me, under that old black magic hold, love. Under that old black magic hold, love. Look at them go, look at them go. They feel the beat.
Oh, the devil can offer you? He offers you death, and hell. He said, well, it's not so bad. No, there are a few thrills right there. That's right. Satan will give you a few kicks. The Bible says there is pleasure in sin for a season. But you remember this. The end of every trip for Satan is death and hell. James 1:14-15 says, every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust and entice. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it's finished, bringeth forth death. I have a sermon on that portion of scripture. It's entitled Satan's LSD Trip. Lust, sin, and death. It starts out with lust, it goes to sin, and it ends in death.
Demons are having parties. The devil's throwing shindigs.
Let them make fun of you. Let them talk about you. But you know what? The devil has made a round all for years and years and years. Yes, and he'll party all night. And he'll hoot and holler all night. And he'll cause his people to shake and shimmer. Oh, yes.
A funny thing happened on the way to hell. I got saved, saved, saved. Jesus came along and put my life back together. And now I got sunshine all kinds of weather. Funny thing happened on the way to hell.
Now, I ought not to be saved. If I received the due recompense of the deeds done in my body, I'd be in hell.
Now, if all they threatened was the fires of hell, I'd gladly take my chances. I would not bother to answer them. I have my own view of hell and who is likely to populate it. I might even list some candidates before this day is over. I might mention some people who, in the name of God, are doing things that will guarantee their room reservation in Hotel Hell as surely as American Express. Say amen.
Exactly as the scripture says. When we got to the parking lot of the motel, suddenly I had an overwhelming sense of evil.
Do you think there'll be beds in hell? Do you think there'll be a Hilton in hell? Do you think there'll be a Holiday Inn in hell? No, my friend, there will not be any place for you to lay your head. There'll not be any place for you to rest. Because how can you rest or how can you sleep with worms crawling all over your body? I mean, they're crawling in your ears, they're crawling in your hair, they're crawling in your nose, they're crawling all over your body. You see, you cannot rest.
And I also saw large snakes moving up ahead in the muck in the earth. Jesus said, we're about to enter the left leg of hell. Hell has a body lying in the center of the earth on her back. Where God has a body of believers, hell has a body of unbelievers.
We're going into days of demonism. I read in a magazine where they have a cult out in California now, the Satan's Church. You see it now quite often. And many of the hippies are worshiping Satan. And this thing is spreading like wildfire. What did the devil say to Jesus Christ? I'll give you the kingdoms of this world if you'll just do one thing, fall down and worship me.
This is the Satanic Bible, which was written by Anton LaVey back in, I believe he wrote it in 1973. He started the Church of Satan in California in 1966. That was the same year that Time magazine had on the front page of their magazine that God is dead. And they formed a church, he did, Anton LaVey, which had some celebrities in it, mainline celebrities, Jane Mansfield, Marilyn Monroe, Sammy Davis Jr.
A man who's now devil-worshipping. And then it came out there that another friend they into, they witches. There are lots of witches. Women who are witches and people, men, people who actually worship the devil. It's an incredible time, you know, that we are living in. It's just a, you know, you may not be exposed to that part of life. But there are some incredible things going on in this world, friends. Now listen.
If you're going to live in my room, you're going to obey my rules. One, I am Bart, thy God. If I am out, the Krusty Doll is thy God. If the doll's with me, you will worship the nightlight. Should the nightlight be unable to fulfill its duties?
Shut up.
You shut up.
Ugh, this is not going to work.
They're not, you know, from the devil. They're just regular, loving, kind people. And they have a really warped theological system. And it takes a lot of love and a lot of patience and a lot of courage to take them step, one step at a time. One step at a time.
Ah, hell. I mean, heck. It's all right. You can say that here.
Maybe he likes it here in hell. Maybe he's back at the motel.
When we got to the parking lot of the motel, suddenly I had an overwhelming sense of evil. And I said to the man driving the car, stop the car, we've got to pray now. So he jammed on the brakes. Didn't have any safety belt. I'm glad I didn't visit the windshield. And I bowed my head and prayed. I didn't know that the car next to us was the car that this young girl was in. And when I began to pray, she went semi-catatonic. Stiff in the seat, couldn't move. Later, she told us that she knew everything that was going on, but she was totally incapable of mobility. And then very strange sounds began to come out of her. She didn't want to move out of that seat. I came down out of the car, and I walked over and took one look and knew instantaneously what we were dealing with. I put my hand on her shoulder and I said, "They do not want you to leave the car, but if you leave the car, Jesus Christ will set you free." And we took her and lifted her bodily from the car and half walked, half carried her to that motel room. And the moment we got inside the motel room, we had a repetition of the Gospel of Matthew.
And it's probably one of the reasons I got into Satanism and the occult.
Now, you know, you have to cooperate to allow that to happen. You have to have these evil attitudes. But, you know, the Bible very clearly shows that people who have been demon-possessed can have those demons cast out and can become normal human beings and have that mind healed and can be normal and can therefore repent and be begotten of God in the time of the great white throne judgment. I believe that. I think they have an opportunity as well. Our God is a loving God. Our God is a merciful God. Our God is only going to destroy trash. He's going to destroy refuse. He's going to destroy rotten, wretched human beings who don't deserve to live.
Of course, that's just for starters.
And now, the renowned one. He's performed over 200 successful exorcisms worldwide. The specialist who expels evil spirits from the human body. General.
You are dabbling with the devil. You are inviting him and you are giving him access to your whole body. If you come tomorrow evening, if I don't forget it, I'll try and tell you something about an exorcism that I was involved in. It's just an incredible thing.
It took four strong men to hold a 5'3" girl down on a bed. I know, because I was holding one leg. And there was a force in her lifting her right off the bed. And her whole body was shaking, her face contorted, and the noises coming out of her were, well, we might use the word unhealthy. Finally, she relaxed for a moment and began to pray. Well, we started to pray, and we were there 3 hours praying. And while we were praying, we had an interesting conversation with the occupants of her body. It seems they had been there for a long time, and they were not about to leave.
Come out of her, my people.
And when it comes, it'll be like a smoking furnace. It'll come with blackness and darkness, Joel said. And my friend, if we're not living in that day, I do not know how to describe it with the word of God.
Oh, ah, yeah. Oh. Mind if I smoke?
A statement from Jezebel. She was a polluted reservoir at which the streams of his own iniquity found mighty increase. She was the devil's grindstone on which he sharpened his wicked weapons.
And we start hell right here on earth, and we start heaven right here on earth, and we can make hell for ourselves, and people can try to make hell for us.
I'm going to make your life a living hell.
Plan that was concocted and conceived was labeled Operation Tomorrow.
The psychologist who didn't believe in demon possession when he came in was a thorough convert in 5 minutes. Revolutionized his ministry. The new man. It takes only one encounter with the Holy Spirit and a good shot of the devil and you're in business. You know what's going on. And he knew. To his credit, he knew. And we started to pray. And every time we would invoke the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, as it is recorded here in the book of Acts, I would say, I command you, in the name of Jesus Christ, come out! Come on! The body would jackknife into the air, and we'd have to hold her down again. This went on. 20 minutes, 30 minutes. The girl was exhausted. And then, every once in a while, in the middle of the conversation, we'd hear, no, 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 no. And then finally, I'll outlast you. I can outlast you. I won't come out. We won't come out. sandwiched in the dialogue. Those words. Enough to frighten anybody. I'm glad we had witnesses.
Get out of here, devil! I said get out of here!
Stand up and shout.
Is a big word in the Bible, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast. All right, now, I want you to notice this.
My friend, hell is a place of separation. Hell is a place of sorrow. Hell is a place of despair. Hell is a place of grief. Hell is a place where there be no music.
Abandon all hope, ye who enter here, for this is the doorway where the straight and narrow path crosses the road to ruin. I, too, was once weak and willing.
Oh, stop with your devil music.
Have to be extra cautious about the types of things that would suck a kid into this, and they are fairly obvious. The music that he listens to, the friends that he keeps, the literature that he reads.
Iron Maiden killers. Iron Maiden is said, and I've got a writing about him. I'll read it a little bit. Matter of fact, I'll read it right now. I want to read what Iron Maiden says. Dickinson insists, however, that despite the demonic overtone surrounding the album, Maiden is far from a band of devil worshippers. Although certain experiences they had while recording their latest album have taught them to respect the powers of the occult.
Made a real shiny matter. But that don't impress the robot devil. No, sir.
No, sir.
Because if you're a sinner, he's going to plug his infernal modem in the wall, belching smoke and flame, and he's going to download you straight to robot hell.
Straight to hell?
Ah! German potato salad!
It was really spooky. But we're really not into the occult. And this is what the tag they add on to that. That much. In fact, if anything, this album is anti-Satan. Our new stage show, Eddie, the Rotting Corpse, which is the man with the axe, that serves as the band mascot, comes on stage and does battle with the devil. And I'll tell you, he really kicks his blankety blank.
Kick the devil out of our lives and out of other people's lives! Kick the devil!
When you have an album out battling the devil, anything's possible. I do not see anything battling the devil there. If anything, I see him hand in hand with the devil. As a matter of fact, that looks like the devil. That's the front cover. He's got so many subliminal effects. You see a little cat on a rooftop. You see a man and a woman having sex. A man peeking out a window. A kinky sex shop.
In this satanic Bible, there's a chapter entitled Satanic Sex. In the chapter entitled Satanic Sex, he says this: Satanism condones any type of sexual activity which properly satisfies your desires, be it heterosexual, homosexual, bisexual, or asexual. Satanism also sanctions any fetish or deviation which will enhance your sex life so long as it involves no one who's not wished to be involved. And that's the same thing as the new reality a lot of liberal preachers are preaching. Anything's okay as long as everybody that's involved is consenting to it and nobody gets hurt. Well, that's not my Bible.
Finally, after 2.5 hours of praying on our knees, she sat up and said, "Oh, I feel so much better." He said, I'm ready to go home now. And she smiled and she was her old self. And she started to get off the bed. And the psychologist grabbed her. And he said, "You are not going anywhere." And the other fellow on the other side grabbed her. And the two of us grabbed her legs. And the moment we grabbed her, the whole thing began all over again. Now, this is how clever are the forces of darkness.
Hey, was that the satanic high sign?
No, that wasn't the satanic high sign. This is like the international symbol for love right here. And then like this is hook 'em horns. And then this is like hang loose. And this is the satanic high sign.
Well, don't do it. You might get someone demon-possessed. Now stop it.
Sorry.
Change it. This is their new album, The Number of the Beast. They're battling the devil, folks. We see hell, people burning, see demons flying around. We see the devil pointing and looking right at you. Eddie is supposedly going to squash him. The Number of the Beast. The back cover gives a little scripture. Revelations 13 chapter, 18th verse. Talks about the number of the beast, 666. You see the guys looking into the pit, you see the devil jumping up and down, people burning and screaming. Hotel California.
If you could see that girl's body on that bed, her vocal cords, trying to get the name Jesus through her lips. It was incredible.
Get out of the lady's body.
No, I ain't coming out.
Come on now. You is coming out of the lady's body.
No, you come on down here and get me.
Well, that might be possible, too.
You come down here and you wind up with a pitchfork in your ass.
Carrie, this is the roughest one I ever run up on. Hard case. I ain't never seen one like this. All right, lady, open up your mouth. Come on, lady. Open it up wider. Here you go.
No, you're not going down in that lady's mouth.
Karen, this is an inside job.
An inside job?
Yeah, hang on to that rope.
I got the rope. I got the rope, Doctor.
And just let me have a little at a time.
Just be careful.
Right. Open up your mouth wider.
Be careful now.
Coming on down.
Finally, through his almost clenched lips, Lord Jesus, set me free. Oh, and she fell back on the bed. A minute later, I said to her, pray to the Lord Jesus Christ and ask forgiveness for praying to the devil. And he said, I can't. I said, try. Slowly, for another half hour, prayer. Finally, her prayer compressed for forgiveness. And then the third stage. Renounce Satan and everything he stands for. Now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Really means the kid is involved in Satanism, but if there is an obsession with these types of things, some indication that his life is totally absorbed around black metal music or absorbed around reading occult literature or seeing horror films, then the parents had best start asking some very serious questions.
You know, that's just a song I made up. Don't anybody think it's rock and roll. I know everybody thinks that the rock and roll is of the devil. Anyway, he was whistling and everything like that.
Remember what I read earlier from the book of magic, that you learn to speak backwards? In parts of the worshiping in the black mass, you chant backwards and say prayers backwards? Well, listen to Jim Dandy and the groove. It's a live recording. This is forward now. Now this is reversed.
You Satan.
Oh, ha 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 ha. Thank you, Lord, for the precious Holy Spirit.
One peek got me rattled up the creek without a paddle, and devil behind. Ooh,
last night when I came upon an eerie sight. Cat eyes glowing in the dark, evil looking and flashing sparks. You got a devil behind, there's a devil behind that bush. We'll wiggle and dance, get me out of my pants. There's a devil
number five, yellow number five, 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 yellow number five, yellow number five. I wonder who could be calling me. I'm not even listed in the Yellow Pages. Excuse me while I answer the phone. Hello, Captain Hook. The devil? Buddy. Now listen, devil. Don't you be calling disturbing me. We love the Lord, and these kids are going to serve the Lord, and you're just trying to give us a bad time. You leave a... Don't you call me fatso, devil. We don't like you. We're in love with the Lord Jesus Christ, and we're going to serve him. So get out of here and leave us alone. Goodbye.
Devil, you're defeated, and you might as well go home. Devil, you're defeated, and you might as well go home. Devil, you're defeated, and you might as well go home. This church is marching on.
I'm so glad I'll never go to hell. I don't want to go to hell. I'm not going to hell. You don't have to go to hell. There's an escape provided. There's a remedy offered. There's a bargain to you. There's a fountain in the house of David, sufficient to clear and justify and pardon and liberate every sinner on God's earth today if you come.
There's a lot of people going around, and they're being defeated by the devil. They're being discouraged by the devil. They're being indifferent by the devil. They're worried about their bills by the devil. They're worried about their life. All you got to do is say, look here, old Lucifer. That's what the Bible called him. Lucifer, get out of my way, and I'm a-going through. I said, I'm a-going through. I don't care what you put in my way, old devil. I'm a-going through. Yes, there's one thing about it. There's too many people today. They're trying to work tags on the back and say, look here, who I am. Oh, yes, I'm a Mr. So-and-so, or I'm a Miss So-and-so.
Persephone?
Mm-hmm. What the hell kind of name is Persephone?
Well, she was the Greek goddess of spring and rebirth.
Oh, and get this, sir. She was carried off to Hades by the king of the underworld.
And behold, a great red dragon. It isn't just an accident that when the devil is pictured today, he's generally pictured with the color red attached to him. Well, that was taken from the Word of God. There was a dragon, he was a great one, and he was red.
But anyone who has any knowledge of occultism or the kingdom of the cult knows immediately how foolish this is. For demons are not little individuals running around in red union suits with pitchforks, copies of the devil and the caricature of him that he loves to see the world make, particularly on Halloween.
So Saturday night, when my husband gets out of the car and he's all tanked up, I'll get behind the swing with that devil suit, and when he walks up on the porch, I'll jump out and grab him, and I'll scare the devil out of him, and maybe he'll quit his liquor drinking. So that Saturday night, sure enough, she got the devil suit on, got behind the swing, that old car pulls up and stops. And when it stops, she waits on him, and he gets out, and he's so happy, you know. And he walks up the walkway, and he's just singing. And this old bitter church member with the devil suit jumps out and grabs him and said, "Boo, I got you." And he reached over and pushed her back and said,
"Oh, yes, I'm talking about don't park here. When old Satan comes around with sickness, don't park here. When he comes around with sadness, you tell him to get out of your way."
And they're going to turn to him. And for 3.5 years on television and worldwide radio, he'll proclaim to the peoples of this earth.
And if I smoke?
Hi, have a nice trip. And the devil said, "Don't tell me something went wrong.
Bring on the victim. Where is it?" "Well, doctor, your patient is a lady totally possessed by the devil. The most severe case on record. Is that a fact? She's a complete spiritual, physical, and mental wreck. I like your bad habit." "Sounds like the problem is compounded, right?" "But don't sweat it, because the bigger they is, the harder they fall. So out will pop devil, pitfall, and all."
"Well, whatever. You're the doctor, but I sure could use a drink of water first."
"Have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented."
"Men and women, I have never been so thirsty that all I wanted was a droplet of water rubbed on my tongue. And yet this was this man's request. We read nothing about soul sleep. We read nothing about delay. The man lifted up his head, and he started screaming, 'Have mercy on me.
Oh, my Lord Jesus, have mercy on my soul. All dead, dry, and burning. Within myself I was crying, 'O earth, repent before you come here.' Moans and cries and screams and sorrows of regret were everywhere in this place. No way out, no hope, and no love in hell. There's no water, and we thirst.
Shaking all over, and he looked way down in the deep part of that light to see where it was coming from, and guess who it was?
And now, a man I'm sure you're all familiar with, our very own Brother Bob.
Teacher with a glass of ice water at the door.
Thank you, Bob! Thank you, Bob!
you to notice this. When he started his church, the devil started one.
I want to know why should the devil have all good music? I'm in the field, I'll be okay. Jesus is the rock and roll my blues. Jesus is the rock and roll my blues. Jesus is the rock and roll my blues. Yeah.
Oh, ha, 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 ha. Thank you, Lord.
Bob, oh, yes, Bob. Oh, I knew that was really a glass of ice water in your hands and not some corporate rock discount card. Oh, I knew you'd be there for me waiting in hell, Bob, because you know how hard it is for the subgeniuses. You know how hard it is when we get sent to their hell. That's why they made it all circles, so that we can't excrementitate in the corners. Oh, but yes, Seekers, this has been Bob's Slacktime Funhouse number 333, coming to you from beautiful downtown Hades. Care for a crudité? Oh, don't eat the pomegranate seed, kid. Oh, and whatever you do, don't sit down on that black vinyl couch that's under the 80-foot sun lamp, or I have to pry you off with a spatula again. Oh, but you can rest assured that it's even hotter in
Cleveland Heights, Ohio,
right now, Seekers. So you know what you could do? You could get out an asbestos envelope and some fireproof notepaper, and you could write away for free information from the man who will be there if you wind up in normal pink conspiracy hell. Bob will be waiting there with a glass of ice water for you and a book on how to survive hell and $5 a day and your triple membership back, you know, that eternal salvation deal we have. Oh, but yeah, you don't know about any of that till you write for information. You'd have to pick up a pen and scrawl out P.O. Box
181417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio 44118.
Yeah, what a momentous show. A markdown of the beast. Who is helping us out here? We had a lot of kooks with their fingers in this bra.
WREK Atlanta.
Arthur Brown was in there. Remember, I am the god of hellfire and I bring you fire. Yeah, that was him. But it was a different cut from that album called Fire Poem. And then we had A Divine Revelation of Hell by Mary Catherine Baxter, an incredibly brain-damaged tape that refused to rewind or fast-forward. Oh, man, it's the most hallucinatory, schizophreniatric vision of hell with Jesus I've ever heard of. Oh, and it went really well with all the music by the Cramps that I had to pop in there, like Devil Behind That Bush, and, oh, Burn, Devil Girl, Burn. Oh, yes, can't get enough of the Cramps. And we had a little Reverend Edna Isaacs there from Baltimore, and Tammy Faye Baker screeching away. And that version of that old Black Magic, the vocal, that was Bernie Richards. And then we had Orson Scott Card and his fabulous secular humanist revival talking about people he'd like to send to hotel hell. Ooh, and we had a little of that guy, Mike Warnke, a Christian comedian, former biker, crank-running Satanist. Man, that must have been a deprogramming. Ruby Vroom was in there. Oh, after Devil Behind That Bush with Bust a Beelzebub. Oh, and Captain Hook from the old gospel ship popped in. A little bit of Christian rock star. Oh, that's an oxymoron. Larry Norman.
Oh, and on the religious side, we had Brother Mays Jackson. That bizarre, gasping delivery was by Brother David R. King, Sr. He looks to be about 17. He's already breeding. The Dark Side of Music was a slideshow warning by Tom Gargulo. Pat Robertson was in there, Barry Owen, Jimmy Swaggart, Robert Tilton, Garner Ted Armstrong, Mays Jackson, Ron Dart, Jerry Johnson, and oh yes, my Mexican amigo, Randy Barrows. Oh, and yes, we're going to be wrapping it up with Jack Jones doing the vocal of Light My Fire.
You know that I would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time to hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. Come on, baby, light my fire.